This is Dr. Tim Turlop from Turlop Chiropractic, inviting you to join us every Wednesday morning for 30 Minutes to Vitality. Each week, we'll be addressing topics that are ultimately important to your health and to mine. Topics about prevention of disease, expressing greater well-being, more mobility, and vitality overall. Join us every Wednesday morning for 30 Minutes to Vitality.
And if you have a question for Dr. Tim Turlop, he is in the studio as he is every Wednesday. Tries to be anyhow till the top of the hour, 12 o'clock. I'm JW. Thanks for joining us. 352-796-7272. That's the number to call if you got a question for Dr. Tim Turlop, chiropractor, Turlop Chiropractic. That's 352-796-7272 or 352-587-9952. Just remember 352-587-WXJB. Thanks for joining us on this Wednesday morning on 99.9 FM. And the clock has started. Dr. Turlop is here, ready to field your questions as he brings us the content for your 30 Minutes to Vitality. Dr. Turlop, I'm going to turn it over to you. It's all yours.
Good morning on this wonderful Wednesday.
Yes, beautiful day, by the way.
My gosh, right? Mm. It is spring has sprung.
Yes.
Right, which is great. We'll probably have a good one more good cold snap in us, but it's beautiful.
Just a touch. It's a hint of winter left in the air, which is just
this
beautiful.
Morning was cool. Yes. It was just, it was fabulous.
And did you realize 26 years ago today, March, the no-name storm hit us back in March.
Was that 26 years ago today. Wow.
Remember the storm of the century?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Mm.
Well, it wasn't pretty good.
No.
But I mean, it was.
Yeah, it dumped a lot of snow up north. It dumped a lot of rain and winds here in
Florida.
Quite
the something.
Yeah.
Quite the something. Well, since gratefully we're actually moving towards spring, right? That's what's going to lead us into our topic for the day is where we're going to go. So as we start off every show, let's remember that we are built to be innately vital, right? That's what we're built for. And if we remove interference to that innate expression of vitality, we get well-being, right? And those interferences come in two ways. We're either getting stuff that we don't need, we got to get rid of, or we ain't getting stuff we do need that we need to add.
Okay.
Right. So those are the two ways we get interferences to our innate expression of vitality. Now, one of the things that people try to do at this time of year is we're moving into warmer weather, sun's getting warmer, getting more beautiful. We start wanting to spend more time outdoors, that sort of thing, is actually sunscreens and sun exposure. Right. So people, you know, you'll actually even notice the displays if you go into your local CVS, Walgreens, Good Shepherd Pharmacy, your Publix, your Winn-Dixie, or whatever. Right, you'll see that the sunscreens actually start to become more prevalent. They reload the shelves, they get displays out, and you see how as the sun becomes more prevalent again.
True.
Right? So we start to get that. So that's one of the things we want to talk about today, because sunscreens, there's so much mis and disinformation about sunscreens and sun exposure that we need to address it, because, I mean, truly, if you ask what's one of the really key ways to be healthy and vital is actually commonsensical sun exposure, right, is an amazing thing. Even sun exposure to treat certain disorders is called heliotherapy, even utilized to actually help us heal from a good and abundant number of problems. So we have heliotherapy is out there. So it's an amazing thing that the sun, it's a good thing.
We all
the
need
sun.
It.
Right? Everything
needs it, right?
Planet grows from the sun.
Yeah.
So to think that, you know, that we want to get out of the sun, don't go in the sun. It's bad. You'll get skin cancer. Okay. It can induce skin cancer in the most significant sense. And the worst way to get it is sunburn, right? Period. Moderate, commonsensical sun exposure means don't get burned, right? That's all it. Go out, get in the sun. I strive to get in the sun, as you can see, on a regular basis to make sure I'm exposed to the sun, to get minimally 40, 50% of my body exposed to the sun. And I stay out 30 minutes, 40 minutes, right? So I'm comfortable. I never get burned, right? Maybe I start to get a touch of pink, that little tiny tinge of pink I see on my skin starts to flush just a little bit. I'm done, right? And I'm going to either put clothes on, which is my favorite strategy to protect from the sun, is just cover up, right? Is the best way to do that, right? So if I'm out at the beach, I'm doing whatever, you know, there's all kinds of light garments you can wear to cover up, you know, nice hats, etc. But I'm not going to put a hat on my head even until I'm in bed in the sun for 30, 45 minutes, and then I'll put a hat on, right? Or if people don't want to cover up, sometimes you're at the beach, I want to be at the beach. It feels so nice to be out here, right? Well, good. Do the 30, 40 minutes right at the beach. Enjoy the sun. And then put the sunscreen on.
Now, or bring an umbrella, right?
Umbrellas are fabulous. Yeah, okay. Right, again, because we'll get into that as when it comes to sunscreens, because there's really two kinds.
Okay.
And that what you're talking about is a barrier.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Shade. It could create a shade, right? And do that. Get under the nearest palm tree, for goodness sake, and utilize, make it your own natural umbrella.
There you go.
Right? So that you get in the shade and you're out of that direct sun exposure, right? So then if you have to, that 30, 40 minutes and you're in the sun, you want to get on the sunscreen, okay. The American Dermatologic Association literally says, one of the recommendations for sunscreen is daily use, right, of sunscreen.
Wow.
So you're on the daily use, wear clothes or daily use of sunscreens. Right.
Okay.
It's a lot of sunscreen use, and you'll see why in a minute why that's just not really a good idea.
Not practical.
It's not practical. No. It's not healthy. Mm. Right. Contrary to what you would think, you go, well, okay, the skin guys say it's a problem, and so I should actually cover up. The research is kind of contradicting that, and you'll see a couple of things as we talk about it in just a minute that make you scratch your head. This what was the old place where it came from? There's things that make you go, Right. I don't know where that came from. But was that Arsenio Hall?
It was a song, I know. It was
a
lyric in a song.
Okay.
But it may come from somewhere else.
I don't know where that came from, but it's a pretty good expression. Things that make you go, uh-huh. Right? So we want to put the sunscreen on. Let's start on the upside. What should we do? What do we need to do? Right? No shoulds. What are the needs? Right? It's the two things. There's two elements that you want to use. It's either zinc oxide or titanium dioxide.
That's right.
Right? Those are the two sunscreens that even the FDA, guess what? Believe it or not, this is one of the things that make you go, there's only two substances that the FDA has cleared that are actually safe for human utilization. And that is zinc oxide and titanium dioxide.
Wow.
So if you can tell me why there's another 18 chemicals that are in these other things, and we're going to get into some of them, and yet they're calling now actually a new movement to get from the industry, right? More data to accumulate, because we're not sure how safe some of these things are. They're already on the market. They've been cleared. They're out there. You're putting them on your kid's skin. But now we need to collect more data because, it might be a problem.
Plus, they're looking at what it's doing to the environment and the coral reefs, et cetera.
All kinds of fishes. Stuff.
Yeah.
And we'll get into that. Exactly correct.
Yep.
Very good. You've been doing some reading, sir.
Yeah, well.
Right? Which is a good thing. Right? So those are the only two. Now, what's interesting is there's two nanoparticles, and nano just means it's a 10 to the minus ninth. It's a very tiny, tiny little 100 micron. It's really small in size.
All right.
Right. These tiny little particles that they can put in sprays, they can put in stuff. And they've made in nano size titanium dioxide and zinc oxide. So if you see your sunscreen has nanoparticles in it, don't ever, ever use it.
Right.
Right. Because first of all, your skin's just going to suck it in.
Yeah.
It's going to get into your bloodstream quickly. It's going to get into your lungs. Your lungs can't get rid of it. It's toxic to the liver and the kidneys. They're small enough. They can actually even cross the blood-brain barrier. We have no idea what they do. None. We just know it's not good, but yet it's on the market. That one still has me befuddled. Even Consumer Reports, when the nanoparticles, a lot of those are in the sprays, right? Yeah. And even my wife and I had the good fortune to actually spend a little time at the beach over last weekend, right? And it was kind of funny. We watched this mother, and this poor child was in this cloud of spray,
right?
Just spraying this poor kid down. And even Consumer Reports came out last summer and said, we recommend a Consumer Reports based on independent testing, never, ever, ever use a spray on your kid.
Wow.
Right? Because again, you can't control if it goes in the eyes. You watch this mist, and I looked at my wife, I was kind of laughing. I said, look at those poor people next to that mom and the poor little kid, because they're being covered with that spray. The wind's blowing, and it's gently taking the entire cloud of this stuff and wafting it on the family next to them.
I never thought of that.
Right. And they're inhaling all this stuff, and it's getting in there, because there's a cloud of this stuff. So their eyes are open, it's going in their eyes, they're breathing it in, and they're enjoying the sunscreen that this mother is putting on the kid, and the kid's inhaling it in the middle of the cloud. Right? It's not something you're going to, and we don't know what happens with these nanoparticles.
Right.
So titanium dioxide, zinc oxide, the two substances in non-nano form, right?
Okay.
And I get it. I surely understand why, because it seems like it's easier to apply. And that's true.
Yeah.
But we also know with the sprays that you get non-uniform application. So there are lots of places that don't get what it is, and then you have to spray it on and then rub it in anyway.
And plus, it's so darn expensive.
It is. It is. But for the luxury of and the apparent ease, right? People do it. But please don't ever use nanoparticles in those sprays. Mm. And even as Consumer Reports comes out and said, don't ever put them on your kids. Not a good plan on any level. Okay, so those are the two that we use. Now, they're the creams. Mm-hmm. They'll typically come almost in like a pasty stuff or a thick cream.
Yeah.
Right? So the easy way to apply it is putting dobbles on your little fingers. And you just tap, tap, tap down your arm or your leg or your chest or your whatever. And you just put a little dab. Don't try to take it and rub it in.
Okay.
You just put it on your fingertips and you tap, tap, tap it up and down the arm. Uh-huh. And then you rub it in.
Okay.
It spreads then very easily and it goes uniformly. And that creates titanium dioxide and zinc dioxide. There's two types of sunscreens, right? One is called, there's chemical barriers and then there's physical barriers, right? So it's kind of, forgive me, it's kind of simplistic, but the umbrella you mentioned is a physical barrier.
Okay.
Right? It blocks it. Well, titanium dioxide and zinc oxide literally block the sun's rays from ever getting to your skin.
Makes sense.
Right? The other ones, these other 18 chemicals, and there's two of which have already been banned that have been in them for a million years. There are these 18. So there's two that have been banned, two that have been deemed as safe. Now there's 14 others that we're going, we're not sure how safe they are for human utilization. But they're already out there. They're in the sunscreens. They're all over the place. Uh-huh. Am I the only one who thinks that's weird? Then why are they there? And now we're saying, holy cow, this might not be a great idea.
Wow.
And those form these chemical barriers. They go into the skin. And instead of as a barrier, they absorb the UV rays. Uh-huh. So those chemicals get into the skin and then they absorb it. Okay, great. So one of the most prevalent, well, you even mentioned, the coral reefs and all this kind of stuff. There's one that's called oxybenzone.
Okay.
And oxybenzone is one of the chemical barriers to UVA and UVB rays that the sun emits, right? Okay, great. So it sounds like it'd be a good plan. Unfortunately, oxybenzone, in independent research, has been shown to be an endocrine disruptor, which we'll explain what that is. Uh-huh. Let's do that right now. Right. Uh-huh. So endocrine means hormones. Uh-huh. Right. And a disruptor is in our cells where that are receptive to different types of hormones. There are little keyholes and the hormone is the key that fits in that specific keyhole to make it work. Mm. Right. You could put another key in, but it doesn't do anything to the lock. Right. Just that's exactly how it works.
Yeah.
So these chemicals then can mimic the hormones in our bodies. And then actually disrupt by seeing like that and actually do things to the cell where they go like, it's like an artificial key that fits the lock and turns it on. Other ones can actually fill the lock and plug it. It's enough that it will fit in the lock in the cell, but not let the hormones actually get it. It doesn't do anything, but it blocks the site. So those are the two ways it disrupts. It either acts just like the hormone goes in and opens the lock or it fills the lock and then the hormones can't do anything in the cell.
Okay.
Weird, right?
Yeah, it makes sense, but weird.
Weird.
Yeah.
And oxybenzone, right, does that, has been shown to be this endocrine disruptor, screwing up our human hormones, particularly our sex hormones, right? So do we know for a fact that it actually will cause decreased sperm count in men? Unquestionably. Does it cause endometriosis in women? Unquestionably. Is it one of the substances that you are actually meant? It's literally oxybenzone and another one that's called octinoxate. Which is another one of these chemicals.
Sure.
They've been banned in Hawaii, right? That you cannot sell one of the sunscreens. And wait, this is weird because oxybenzone is in 70% of the sunscreens on the market today. Wow. Hawaii has actually completely outlawed them. They cannot sell those that contain it in Hawaii because when it gets in, it affects crab populations. It's decimating the coral reefs. Yeah. Now, forgive me, if I'm putting a chemical on my body that's being absorbed by my body, but it gets in the water when I go swimming and it kills everything around me.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Does anybody else think there might be an issue that's going on here?
Yep.
Does that sound safe to you?
Heck no.
Or am I just being hyper?
You're talking about natural made filters, God made filters of the ocean that are filtering out the,
right? And this kills them.
Right. Yeah.
But let me put it on me.
Yeah, exactly.
Crazy.
Yeah. So you think about your filters, like your lungs and your kidneys and your liver, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it just creates this, and it acts like these hormones in our body to create it. And it's in 70% of the sunscreens that are out there. 70%. Crazy stuff. Now, some of these other chemical barriers that are there have actually been shown. Oxybenzone. The CDC actually has done research on just on basic stuff in Americans. 96% of Americans have oxybenzone in our system right now. So if we took Hernando County to 200,000 people and went in and actually tested them, 190,000 of the people in Hernando County of the 200,000 would have oxybenzone in their blood and in their tissue. That's how pervasive sunscreen use is and how problematic these chemicals are.
Yeah.
Right? Really, 190,000 of the 200,000 people in Hernando would have it in their bodies already? Yeah. Yeah, but that's the whistle was perfect. That's exactly correct. Isn't it strange?
It is.
Right? And some of these other chemicals, within 2 hours of putting the stuff on your skin, it's already, it's circulating in your body. It's coming out in your blood. It's coming out in your urine. It's doing all kinds of stuff. I mean, that's how active it is. It's getting absorbed and it's already in your pee within 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And it's circulating in your blood long before that. Wow, is exactly the phrase. So especially when we have this simple solution like titanium dioxide and zinc oxide, we've got all these other types of chemical barriers that are really problematic. Now, the other thing that happens with it, and it's so cool with these simple two, zinc oxide, titanium dioxide, that should be the active ingredient in it. I mean, we have one that we use. It's by Aubrey Organics, right? And Aubrey just says titanium dioxide, green tea leaf extract, and I forget there's a third one. It's like coconut oil.
Yeah, right? Cool.
That's it.
That's all you need.
That's it.
Yeah.
Goes on, right? And we literally applied it once in the morning, and we were in and out of the sun for 7 hours. One application, no burning. Wow. Zip, nada, zero.
Sweet.
Right?
Yeah.
Swimming, then it coming out of the water, in the water, out of the water, one application, and you're done. And it was done.
So how do you get it? You probably got to wipe it off with a towel or something, right?
They just leave it there. It's a physical barrier. It'll wash off.
Okay.
And when you go take your shower,
it'll
just come right off of you because it doesn't get absorbed. It's too large to actually get absorbed into your skin.
Yeah.
So eventually it just kind of sloughs off. It doesn't get nasty on your clothes. And it's the perfect sunscreen.
Cool.
Right?
Yeah. Well, all those other products, you're looking at the marketing. I mean, this is marketing 101. What looks the best? Mm-hmm. You know, what do I see on TV the most? What smells the best?
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Right?
Yeah.
It's
crazy.
It's unfortunate.
It is.
It's unfortunate. Now, the other thing that comes with sunscreens that most people don't think about, and it's kind of crazy, because we've talked before in the program a little about UVA and UVB. Mm-hmm. And UVB is the one that creates more vitamin D. It stimulates more vitamin D production in our skin. Okay. UVA is the one that actually causes more aging of the skin and is more responsible for the cancer development.
Okay.
Okay. Which is there. Now, what a lot of sunscreens do, some are what is referred to as broad spectrum, and they'll filter out both UVA and UVB. Mm-hmm. There is a huge number, like 40 to 45% of them, that only filter UVA or only filter UVB. So you got all these chemical
things. Right?
Yeah, you got all these chemicals on you. You think you're protected. You're slathering up with all the junk,
right?
And then you're not even getting the protection from both types of ultraviolet rays. How crazy is that, right? So you want to make sure if you're gonna, you know, the first step before you move towards the two good ones that are safe, effective, don't have to worry about a thing done, and they're not expensive.
No.
The best part. They're the least expensive. How great is this? Oh, yeah. Least expensive, most effective, safest. Great.
But they're not marketed.
Quite as effectively as the other stuff.
Yep.
Right? So that's what we want to make sure that we're doing. But if you're going to use one of the other ones until you move up and get to the good stuff, right, make sure it's broad spectrum. Right? Because otherwise you're not getting the protection that you're looking for. It has to say broad spectrum. Mm-hmm. Or specifically reference safe for UVA and UVB. Okay. Now, what's another thing that's kind of interesting is there's another chemical that's put in. If you look at the label on like 90% of them, they'll use a vitamin A derivative, right? There's retinol palmitate or retinol, right? And you'll see this on there. They're vitamin A or vitamin A derivatives. Mm-hmm. Great idea, right? Because the idea I'm putting that was to function somewhat as a preservative of the substance. And also supposedly they would market it, right? as nourishing your skin. Oh, it's got vitamin A and it nourishes your skin. What they don't tell you, and it's in the preponderance, the vast preponderance of them, is that this will actually increase your risk of skin cancer directly.
Wow.
Right? Because it accelerates, when you get started getting any cells, it accelerates their growth and development and creates skin cancer at a faster rate.
Oh my gosh.
Right? Yeah. What a great plan this is.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's add that. So right now, anybody who's listening, go get your bottle of sunscreen and look at the chemicals that are in it, including you'll find retinol, palmitate, or vitamin A directly.
And then just throw it away.
And I'm just saying, because it's just not safe to incorporate and utilize. And why would you? Right? Why would you? Now, we do all this and all these efforts and all this money and all this marketing and all this junk is actually done in the name of prevention of sun exposure, all right? And we just said that sun exposure is going to be really healthy, right? Well, there's a Swedish study that came out about 2 years ago that looked at these ladies, and it watched these ladies for 20, it was greater than 25 years, something between 25 and 30, forgive me, I can't remember the exact number, 27 years or something. Mm-hmm. They watched just 29,000 women, right? Lot of ladies for a long period of time. And what they wanted to see was the direct correlation between sun exposure. And they would question these ladies at the baseline and they followed them over time and they'd see how much they were in the sun and what they were doing and blah, blah, blah. Because they wanted to see how much melanoma they were developing and other types of skin cancer and how it affected whether they got sick from that and died from that and all those things. That it was a long study looking at lots of those parameters from sun exposure. Well, what they found out was an unexpected result. Very unexpected result, right? What they found was that the ladies who had the greatest sun exposure had the least amount of melanoma.
Wow.
Wow. Huh. Imagine that. And skin cancer overall. Right? So, yeah. Okay, yeah. Let that one sink in.
Yeah,
right? Just exactly. A little bit. And what they ultimately found with the people who had the highest level of sun exposure versus the ladies with the lowest levels of sun exposure is there was remember we've used the expression dose-dependent response, right? Which just means based on the dose. So for the greater the amount of time they spent in the sun, it was dependent on the response. So the greater amount of time each of these ladies spent in the sun, the lower went their risk of dying from anything.
Wow. So let that sink in. And we got a phone call real quick. We got less than 4 minutes. I mean, we got plenty of time. Sure. So let's see what the caller wants. You're on with Dr. Turlip.
Good morning. This is Tom in Lecanto, Florida. Beautiful day here.
Hi, Tom.
Hey there. Yeah, the UVB rays, I think at 300 nanometers. But the question I had was on cataracts. I don't know if you addressed that. And also, will this sunscreen definitely protect against developing skin cancers?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Titanium dioxide and zinc oxide based screens will absolutely take care of that. No question about it. And just like we're talking about this current study, limited, like we talk about commonsensical sun exposure without sunscreens, exposing 40 to 50% of your body to the sun is actually protective against skin cancer.
Now, that actually converts to vitamin D, is that right?
That is correct.
Okay, and I was just a little concerned about being out in the sun that long.
No. If you're wearing the zinc oxide, the titanium dioxide, you'll be perfectly fine. You will be perfectly fine. Any place that's going to be exposed, cover it up with that stuff, and you will be terrific. And when it comes
now,
to cataracts,
are the rays from the sun considered to be ionizing radiation?
There is a level of ionizing radiation in there, absolutely.
Because that could go further than the skin and affect the chromosomes, right?
It can, but again, it's elevation dependent and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, that's a different topic. But yes, there is a level of ionizing.
Okay. Thank you so much. I listen to you every Wednesday. And thank you, WXJB, for making this possible.
Great. Thanks for calling, Tom.
Right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right.
A great question. Yeah. And just the cataract question, just really quickly, would be two ways to address that, right? The simplest one is because I can't put zinc oxide ointment in my eyes. That's just not a plan, right? So sunglasses,
right,
that actually are UV filtering,
yep,
will actually help to eliminate that a great deal. My eyeglasses are UV filtering, right, to make sure that because UV rays can damage the retina and actually then also to what creates cataracts on their lens, right, to actually cause that to happen. The other way to do that, of course, is a great diet, which we've talked about before. The natural antioxidant components that we have in a diet with lots of vegetables, fruits, beans, legumes, nuts, and seeds, right, will be chemoprotective against that cellular damage, right? Which is terrific.
So we still got about 1 minute left.
Okay,
now,
let's finish this study quickly.
Yeah, do it.
Right? Because what happens, when this dose-dependent response, the more exposure each of these women got, the less risk they had of dying from anything, until it got to the ladies with the highest sun exposure versus the ladies with the lowest. Uh-huh. They literally cut their risk of dying from any cause over 29 years in half. The women with the lowest sun exposure were twice as likely to die from anything as the ladies with the greatest sun exposure. Say it again.
Yeah.
They had double the amount of mortality over that period of time from any type of disorder. Right? So the idea that the sun is bad, the sun is horrible, the sun, avoid, it's don't get burned. And if you're going to be in the sun, use zinc oxide, titanium dioxide-based sunscreens, and you'll be great. And eat more vegetables, fruits, beans, legumes, nuts, and seeds. Get more antioxidants naturally. And Lord God, you'll be great. Stop worrying about the sun. Enjoy yourself.
Will there you? You go.
Okay.
Straight from the doctor's mouth, Dr. Tim Turlup. Turlup Chiropractic, 352-666-2222. Make your next appointment today. Go online, drturlup.com. We'll see you next Wednesday.
See you next week.